Let's talk about this from a practical point of view, and things are never simple. In this case that you picked, Philip, certainly demonstrates that. You're a 71-year-old man.
So a 71-year-old male who presented with increasing fatigue, weight loss of 10 to 20 pounds, and bilateral ankle swelling, had an MRI which showed multiple liver metastases and a 5-centimeter pancreatic hypodense mass, underwent a CT-guided biopsy which showed a poorly differentiated adenocarcinoma, CK7 positive, CK20 negative. Our pathologist thought this was compatible with pancreatic biliary. Serum CA19-9 was over 100,000. ECOG performance status was 2, as measured by me. And just prior to starting chemo...
Hold on, before you get to that point, because that's where it gets complicated. Yeah. So let's just hold it before there. So you said his PS was 2. Can you talk more about sort of how he looked to you and what you were thinking about what he might be able to tolerate?
One of the most important things about pancreatic cancer is that when you see the patient today, you don't know what will happen next week. Because that's one of the things, if you remember from the gemcitabine 5-FU comparison, they had a run-in period for 2 weeks. At the time I saw him, he was a 2, but I had some concern about this patient who might go downhill faster than I like to see in an average patient.
What were the symptoms that were debilitating to him?
Fatigue was the more important one. He didn't have any major comorbidities, but certainly fatigue was limiting this patient most.
What was your sense about his functioning, you know, a year previously, his baseline before this started?
This was an Eastern European gentleman who has been very active and healthy and typical exercise and everything. So this has certainly been a change in his overall health, which happened over the last 2 to 3 months.